ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Millions of Americans baking under extreme heat. From Southern California to Texas, heat advisories in effect in many areas. Professor of Atmospheric Sciences at Texas A&M University, Andrew Dessler, says,
"This is the new normal. It's not just about this summer. It's about every summer for the rest of your lives is going to be hot."
Las Vegas seeing record temperatures for this time of year, and Phoenix has opened up shelters for people to get out of the heat and cool down. Polling stations across Europe opening today as voters in 20 countries will cast ballots to elect hundreds of members of the EU's parliament. The war in Ukraine, climate policy, and migration, some of the issues driving voters. South Korea says it'll restart broadcasts of anti-North Korean propaganda from loudspeakers along the border. This comes in response to a campaign by North Korea to fly hundreds of balloons filled with trash over the border. This is ABC News. Energy drinks and heart disease could be a deadly combination, according to new research. ABC's Dave Packer with more.
A warning for people with genetic heart disease. A new study from Mayo Clinic finding that energy drinks could be associated with life-threatening heart rhythm problems among the group. Among 144 sudden cardiac arrest survivors, 7 cases were associated with recent energy drink consumption. While the survivors had other problems, such as dehydration, poor sleep, and stress, the study illustrating that those living with genetic heart disease should be more cautious about energy drinks. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The PGA Tour reporting progress on a potential merger deal following face-to-face meetings between its negotiating committee and the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, the financial backer of rival golf league LIV. Among the negotiators, PGA star Rory McIlroy, who called the three-hour talks in New York on Friday very productive. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
98Q Country.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburn auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor, heartache on the dance floor. She went through my mind, went through my mind. I gotta know her name, and I gotta see her again. She's got me wondering, yeah, I'm just wondering.
Lovely Lainey Wilson became a member of the Grand Ole Opry. How about that? Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood welcomed her into the iconic place.
Middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry. About the moon, no matter what sky I'm laying under. In the eye of a I'll dig my boots into the dirt and face the rolling thunder.
classics.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far that now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise is a fire.
Three.
again from Chase Matthew. I love this story just because it puts China in a bad light. Chinese officials have been forced to apologize after a hiker found a secret water pipe supplying China's tallest waterfall. That's right. Millions of tourists visit the 1,024-foot tall waterfall every year. And, well, a hiker, probably shouldn't have been hiking where he was, found that there was a pipe feeding the waterfall. So now they've had to apologize for cheating. Surprise.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are high interest payments becoming too much to bear? Luckily, there's a way for consumers struggling with over $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans to significantly reduce the amount they owe if they qualify. Qualifying for this debt relief program, which the credit card companies prefer to keep secret, will only require you to pay back a fraction of what you owe with one affordable monthly payment. You don't have to file bankruptcy or need a debt consolidation loan. Consumers can now take advantage of this financial debt relief during the current economic downturn and rising inflation. If you owe $10,000 or even $500,000 in credit card debt or personal loans, call the Debt Relief Advocates Helpline now for this free information and to see if you qualify. Call 800-535-1301. 800-535-1301. Again, that's 800-535-1301.
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
98Q Country.
Can't you see? He'll take your heart and break it. Listen.
no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoe.
98 Q Country. On your radio at 98.3 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98 Q Country.
I gave it hell on Friday night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray, didn't care about trying to change. Lots.
American Girl. Great Tom Petty cover there. Here's a story about a great American girl, Marjorie Fetterman, and her man, Bernie Littman. That's right. Did you hear about this couple? They recently got married. They met 9 years ago when their eyes locked during a party at their senior living center.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally tied the knot. She's 102. He's 100 years old. How about that? They get to spend the rest of their lives together in misery. No, hopefully they live a lot longer, but congratulations to...
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid-60s. And more sun and up to the low 70s on Monday. Increasing clouds Monday night and a chance of showers and thunderstorms looking on into Tuesday. Currently 49 degrees.
All of your favorite country music.
We'll listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24-7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
favorites, your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Week, Jason's wife Brittany fell down some stairs while they were on vacation and broke her hand, ended up in the ER. But she'll be all right. Let me ask you something. Have you downloaded the 98Q app yet? You know, you can listen to us wherever you're at. If you got cell phone service, you got 98Q right there in your pocket. What are you waiting for? Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. Take us with you wherever you go. We're 98Q Country.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
Thank you.
something wrong.
Something's telling me that
It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Get my heart thumping and sinking. Better make it through, but then I won't do for another round of me and you. I get hopeful when I'm tipsy. Thinking you might actually miss me. It's 100 proof, but then I won't do for another round of me and you. I'm wishful drinking.
98QCountry.com.
There.